States, Irahane. Call him drunken Irahane, he will answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Get around me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indians, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the water threw our people's crops till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Irish folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Irish volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Irahane, he will answer any more. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived. Walked back down again. And when the fight was over, and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian, Irahane. Call him drunken Irahane, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Irahane returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wine and speaks and honor. Everybody shook his hand, but he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira's done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Irahane, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it, like you threw a dog at home. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 acres of water in a lonely ditch was the grave for Irahane. Call him drunken Irahane, he will answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, or the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Irahane, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.